We'll come back to that Bible reading in just a moment and what that might tell us about growth. But I want to start off just by having us think for a wee moment about things that grow and how we can encourage and help them to grow. So the first, well, actually, before we get to that, can you have a wee think for me? And this isn't just for the brownies, this is for everybody, because this is a family service today. So we should all feel able to take part. You can even shout down answers from the balcony if you, but no heckling. Have a think for me. What are the kinds of things that you can think of when you think of things that grow? And if you can have a think, and if you have an answer that you'd like to share, if you maybe, yes?
Trees,
yes. Think of big, massive trees and the number of years it takes for trees to grow from a wee sapling into a large, large thing. What other things can we think of that grow? Yes?
Flowers.
Very beautiful when a flower grows, isn't it? When you see it coming and blooming. What else maybe grows? Andy?
Stingy nettles.
True, very true. Wouldn't recommend you touch them though, because that might hurt you, but plants. Well, there we go. There's our first example then. We've had three of examples of trees, of flowers, and then of nettles. Plants are things that grow. Now, if you've got a plant and you want to encourage it to grow, what are the key things that you need to do to make sure your plant will grow? Yes? Give it water, very important. What else? Put it in the sun, absolutely. Another answer? Can you think? Nope, that's okay. You need to give a plant water. You need to give it light. And actually, another thing you need to do, I've written this in my notes, is you need to look after it. Now, some plants are more difficult to grow than others. Some plants you actually need to cut pieces away in order to help them to grow. Now, I hope that you have better success with plants than I do, because I'm very famous in my family, because I was once given a cactus. You know a cactus? It's a plant that's very prickly, and it's found in the desert. And the idea is that if you give someone a cactus, it doesn't really need that much looking after. Well, I managed to kill my cactus. I'm not very good with plants. And so if anyone here this morning ever thinks, oh, we'll get the minister some plants, don't expect them to last very long. Other things that maybe grow, have we got any other ideas before we move on to the next idea that I had about things that grow? Children, children grow. Good answer. We'll put a pin in that and come back to that. Thanks, Bill. But before we get to thinking of us as people, as children, what about these? Lots of cute wee noises being made down here at that one. Pets. Pets are things that grow, aren't they? We've got a dog, we've got a hamster, we've got a little cat there. Now, if you had a pet, if you own a pet, what are the things that you need to do to help the pet to grow? We'll take some answers from the brownies, but everyone else get thinking. What do you need to make a pet grow? Take them on walks. You need to exercise a pet, absolutely, especially if it's a dog. I've visited a few homes that have wee puppies, and boy, do they need exercise to tire them out. Yes, what else would you give? You'd need to feed it, absolutely. And you can get special food for particular animals, can't you? So you'd feed it, you'd take it on exercise. Yes? Give it a drink. Yep, water as well, or some other kind of drink. These are the things that you'd need to help your pet to grow. Any other suggestions from those pet owners out there, maybe from personal experience? Give them lots of love. Absolutely. Sorry? Play with them, yeah. Some pets really like fun, don't they? They like to play about. So you need to show pets love and play with them. And one more answer. If it's a fish, you would clean its tank. Absolutely. There's nothing worse for a fish than being in a dirty, stinky tank. So you would clean the tank out. So that's pets is another thing that can grow. And then the last one was one that we've already heard. But people, we grow, don't we? And actually, what's interesting about people is that we can grow in different ways. And so I want us to stop and just think about that for a moment. Have a think, first of all, if you're a person, and I'm sure we all are people here this morning, if you're a person, what things do you need to do to help grow physically? So in your body, what are the things that you need to do to help you grow physically? Yes?
Feed yourself.
Feed yourself, yes. What kind of things would you feed yourself?
Pizza.
I like it, that's a good choice. What else might you feed yourself if you wanted to grow physically? What other food would you feed? Yes?
Fruit.
Ah, a more virtuous answer. Fruit, yes. Fruit. What other foods might we have? Any other favourites? Yes?
Carrots.
Is that a favourite of yours? A carrot? Good, good, good. It'll help your eyesight, apparently. Any other favourite foods? Yes? Cake. Yeah. Now, what I'll say, there's two directions you can grow. There's up the way, and there's out the way. Cake would help you grow, but I think it would help you. I always say to people, it takes a great deal of effort to maintain this figure. And cake's one of them. So that's one thing we'd need to grow physically is food. What other things do we need to grow physically? Any thoughts from... We'll come back to you. Is there anyone else that would like to chip in? Any thoughts? Exercise. Yes, that's not how to maintain a figure like this. Exercise. We do exercise to grow physically. Do any of you do any exercises? You're nodding. Okay, let's hear some. What exercises do you do? Yes?
Swimming.
Very good. That takes care of all of the muscles in your body. What exercise do you do?
Hockey.
Wow. What else?
Gymnastics.
Superb.
Running.
Yes, good, good. All great answers, but exercise is something that we can do to help us to grow in strength and to help us to be healthy. Anything else that we need to help ourselves to grow physically? Yes? Sleep. Very important one. You can't get too little sleep now, can you? You need a good, solid 8 hours of sleep. Some people like more, some people like less, but sleep's a very, very important one. And then what else do we need?
Yep. Water.
Water. Do you have another answer? You had the same answer. Liquid water is obviously the most important thing for us because the human body is made up of mostly water, but there's other things that we can have as well. So those are four things to help us grow physically. Food, exercise, drinking, liquid, ideally water, and sleeping. But that's not the only way that people can grow, is it? We can also grow in other ways. Because one of the ways that we can grow is in our knowledge and in our skills, the things that we're able to do. So some of the things that you've already shared, like gymnastics or swimming or things like that, these are skills that you have, aren't they? And I'll bet, we'll take swimming as an example, I'll bet that none of you who can swim managed to jump in a pool and swim first time, did you? No. No, unless you're very, very talented, no, you couldn't do that. So how would you get better at swimming, or how would you improve your knowledge or your skills? Yes?
Keep trying.
Keep on trying, absolutely. Sometimes the first time we try something, we're rubbish at it. But if we gave up the first time we tried something, nobody would do anything. And so we need to keep on trying to do things and keep on going. And there's another word for that, and keeping on going and doing something again and again. Can you think of what that word might be? It begins with a P. Yes?
Practice.
I also heard perseverance. That's another good one that I hadn't thought of, so well done. Perseverance is keeping on going. Practicing is about doing things again and again to get better at what we do. There's someone that can help us to get better at things. Can anyone think of someone that can help us to improve our skills? Yes?
A coach
or a teacher. Absolutely. That's another thing that's very important for us as we try to get better at something. To improve our knowledge or improve our skills, we sometimes need a teacher to help us or a coach to help us along the way. So we can grow physically and we can grow our skills and our knowledge. But here in church, there's one other way that we believe that people can grow. Because we believe that people can grow in their faith, in their belief in God and in Jesus Christ. And so we're going to think just a wee bit about how we can grow in our faith. Can any of you think, and again this is open to anyone this morning, any of you think, how are the ways that we can help our faith to grow? Read the Bible, that's one way. We'll come back to the PowerPoint in a second. You can read your Bible, that's one way. We believe that the Bible is God's word and that God speaks to us through it, so we can read our Bible. You have a suggestion? Come to church, absolutely. It's great for us all to be together this morning and to share together, to hear from you, hopefully to hear from me. Although we believe that God is here with us as well, and actually by being in church, we're hearing from him too. So we can read our Bible, we can come to church, and there's one other one that I thought of that can help us to grow in our faith. Pray. Those are the three. We can come to church, we can read our Bible, and we can pray. And those are three ways that we can help our faith to grow. Now, you might have a question in your head, and it would be a very good question to ask. Why is it important for our faith to grow? Why does it matter? Well, that's where our Bible story comes in. Because in our Bible story this morning, we heard about a man named Thomas. And Thomas didn't believe that Jesus had come back from the dead. In fact, he said to his friends who were telling him that Jesus was alive, he said, "I don't believe it, and I'll only believe it if I can see it for myself." And you know, that's exactly what happened. We read it in the story that Jesus appeared, and Thomas was able to see him and touch him and talk to him. And because of that, he said, "I believe." His faith grew because he met Jesus. Now, today we can't meet Jesus in the way that Thomas did because Jesus has gone back to heaven. He's in heaven just now. So we can't see him in that way. But Jesus said something very, very important. He said to Thomas, "Thomas, you're blessed because you believe from seeing me and touching me and speaking to me. But how blessed are those people who believe that can't see me and can't speak to me as you are, and can't physically hold me in the way that you did?" And so we believe, not because we are able to do the things that Thomas did, but we believe because there were people who wrote the stories of Jesus down. And John, from whose book we read this morning, he was one of them. And he said, just at the end of that Bible reading, "I have written these things down so that you, the reader, might believe." And it was his hope that we could read about his experiences, and although we can't have the same experiences, we can believe them to be true, and thus our faith will grow. And we hope and pray that your faith does grow, because we believe it's through faith that we can have a relationship with God again. And that relationship is so wonderful and so important. And so as you're thinking about growth today in the Brownies, whether it be the growth of a plant or a pet or how we as people grow, I hope you also think about how faith can grow and why faith is so important And the ways that we help faith to grow is by coming together as a church, to meet together, to encourage each other, by reading our Bibles and believing that God will speak to us, and then by speaking back to God in prayer. So why don't we do one of those things just now? Why don't we just close our eyes and I'll lead us in a short prayer. Lord, we give thanks for growth and that we can grow in lots and lots of different ways. And we thank you that we can stop today and just think about why growth is so important, especially growth of our faith. And we pray that as we have met together today, as we've read your Bible, and now as we pray, that you would come and you would help our faith to grow, because we appreciate and we know how important faith is, because it is our faith that draws us back to you who loves us so, so much. So help us to grow in all the different ways, but especially in our faith. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.